just going to announce my songs rather quickly because I've got Jackie Starr sitting across from me and we want to talk. Well, I thought I was putting on, let me see, what did I do? Oh, yeah. So I thought I was putting on Linnea's Garden, but I instead put on Linnea Olson. And that was when I was going downstairs to let Heather and Jackie in the station. And as I was going down the stairs, I realized this is not what I think that it is. But anyway, we heard this beautiful instrumental piece, new to me. The song is titled Goodbye from the release Awe. And even as I was putting it on, I thought, I don't remember this title by Linnea's Garden, but you know, I don't know everything. Then Girl with a Hawk, The Romantic, released as a single, and Linnea's Garden, Friends from Fashion Show. These are both musicians' bands that you can hear in the near future. So let me see. I thought that I was organized in putting my list together. I know that on August 23rd, Girl with the Hawk will be playing at the Burren. It is a Rum Bar, Summer Sizzler, Cold Expectations, The Gypsy Mods, and Girl with a Hawk will be there. And I am pretty sure that I saw that Linnea's Gardens is playing July 28th with The Worst, Mateus, and CJ Honey at State Park in Cambridge, which I actually have not been there yet. I'm going to put on Jackie's mic, and I think you are mic 4. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Welcome so much to coming to WMFO.
Thanks for inviting me.
And this is really quite a feat to come here because you, after joining us on air, are going to be performing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the whole set. They invite me up
but you're
for
gonna
a few
hop
songs.
On stage. I was there at the last Crystal Ballroom show mm-hmm. at Bim Scala Bim. Mm-hmm. So your presence was duly noted.
Oh, thanks.
And your presence here is duly noted.
Well, thank you so much.
And so before you came into the station, I wanted to play one of your songs. And so I started with the title track from the Darby Hotel.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of listeners that were chiming in and talking about the lyrics and really enjoyed that song so much. So I wonder if you would share a little bit of intel.
Yeah. The Darby is actually a hotel. My friend Kyle went cross-country and videotaped himself on YouTube going cross-country. And, so he had little snippets from each video. And I took down some of the stuff he was saying, you know, from each video. And I used his words as my lyrics, and I also gave him credit on the recording as lyric writer. He unfortunately has disappeared, gone off grid. I don't know if he is alive still, but we lost contact. He's not on YouTube anymore, and he's not on Facebook anymore. And so when I put this song out, I was kind of like reaching out to him, like, I hope he hears it and, you know, reaches back out.
Yes, it's there's so many aspects to the story, of course, you know, where an artist finds inspiration and you know, also your friend is not there, but the words are there.
Yes.
So there's this presence.
Yes.
And
he was very into, like, that part where he says, you know, if you want to be a star, you better start, you know, shining the light in the darkness, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, yes. He's really
spiritual. And so was
spiritual.
His video work also an artistic project?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. He was very spiritual-minded. He was very anti-establishment, and a little off at times.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, some of what he says really makes sense, and that's why I wanted to put it in a song.
Yes, you captured it in a different art form than what he was doing.
Right.
What are some of your other inspirations?
Oh boy. Well, let's see. I guess. It's funny because I had a dream last night about Kim Gordon. I was hanging out with Kim Gordon and Thurston. And I love Sonic Youth. I just love them. I love X. I love Sam I Am. I don't know if you've ever heard Sam I Am.
I don't know Sam I Am.
They're wonderful. I saw them years ago when Bim toured. We played at 924 Gilman Street in Berkeley. And I don't know if we stayed an extra day or they were an opener. For some reason, I saw them. And I was just floored. They were these really young kids, and they were like playing this great punk rock, you know?
Yeah.
And I bought they had an EP at the time. I bought that. And I don't know, I've just been a fan ever since.
It's a great band name.
Yeah.
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 You have, of course, a presence with Bim Scala Bim.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's funny because Heather and I were discussing how originally, I think I was looking through the Boston Phoenix, at my friend's apartment, and I saw an ad, singer wanted for Bim Scala Bim, and I said, well, that has the word ska in it.
Yes, and yeah. you had previous band, right? Before you joined Bim Scala Bim, is that
I actually
right
wasn't. No, I went to Berkeley for a couple of years, dropped out, and I was like a door person at Jumpin' Jack Flash, and like I don't know. I think I worked at like some record stores, you know, Strawberries and Nuggets and stuff, and I was more a fan of other Boston bands than anything. You know, I used to go see Three Colors and O Positive and The Atlantics and
Condo Pygmies,
right? Yep. And yeah, there's just so much about that time.
So then you saw this ad and they were looking for a vocalist.
Yep. And I had a recording that I had done at Berkeley with this engineer friend of mine. I didn't even know I was going to use it as an introductory, you know.
So like an audition tape.
Audition tape. Yeah. I thought it was just, you know, his project, and I was just singing on it. And for some reason, it was My Boy Lollipop of all songs, right? That was like the hit ska song from Millie Small. And I mean, I was also a ska fan, but I hadn't gone to see Bim Scala Bim. I had seen other bands. I knew Jay from Skin, right. And we saw that band quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Jay put in a good word for me.
There you have it. I'd love to play something else that I have lined up of yours. And I'm wondering, what do you think? Honeycomb, Juxtapose, what do you want?
All this stuff is not ska.
Right.
I've gone a totally different direction. When I left the band and I moved out to San Diego, I started up a band called Contra Guerra.
Yes.
And you can find those songs on Reverb Nation under Contra Guerra or Jackie Star.
And you have some stuff on Bandcamp as well.
Yes, but it's not Contra Guerra. But yeah, I have all my recent material on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do Honeycomb, because I love that you titled this recording Wu Wei.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put this on, and then I'm going to bring you back on mic. Whoops. I've got to organize myself here. Okay. I said Honeycomb. Here we go.
Somebody feels the way I do. My senses are heightened.
ridicule or shame me because I'm hiding.
Sometimes when I wake up, I feel like, I'm dying. And sometimes
So that was Amethyst Kia, Tender Organs from Weary plus Strange. I saw Amethyst Kia at the Crystal Ballroom, where you can go today to hear Bim Scala Bim at 2 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Before that, PJ Harvey, Happy and Bleeding from the recording Dry. And then Abby Barrett, I Will Let You Know, which is the title track from that recording. And started with Jackie Star, Honeycomb. And that is from Wu Wei. So I'm going to put Jackie back on mic here. Let me put your mic on.
Okay.
Heather, I need to put you on mic too. You need to share in this conversation.
Heather's got great stories of the band. Unbelievable. Yes, you do.
Yes. So you actually were just sharing a story with us. What was that?
Okay.
Get
when
closer.
When Bim, you know, in the 80s when they were playing everywhere, they played with a whole bunch of amazing, amazing bands. I mean, you guys played with Ziggy Marley.
Right.
What was it? The Metro?
Eka Mouse.
Eka Mouse, who ended up in my kitchen. That was fun. He was very tall. And he was dressed like Sinbad for that show.
Yes.
And Dan somehow got the Scottolites to come to play with, you know, at Night Stage, mm-hmm. which was, you know.
Oh, I think, can we just have a moment of silence for Night Stage? I miss that place
yes.
so much.
You know,
such, so many weird, awesome shows there. Just off-the-cuff, strange
yes.
stuff. But I believe that he would try and call Roland Alphonse. Was it Roland Alphonse mm-hmm. who he was trying to call? And his wife kept saying, "There are no Scottolites here." And she'd hang up on the hang up on him. And so he got them to come. And, you know, we were all like, "Oh, my God. You know, they're amazing." You guys also played with Toots and the Maytals. I remember
that's
that.
Right.
And so they, you know, we're all waiting because these guys are legend, and they all come out, and myself, I was kind of taken aback because I think they were all in their 70s, and we're all in our 20s, and we're like, oh my God, they're so old. Like, how can this possibly be anything? And they
ripped.
Sunk into it, yeah,
yeah.
This mad groove that came seemingly from nowhere.
Yeah.
It was something else.
Oh, the follies of youth.
I know, right?
The follies of youth. I mean, the Buena Vista Social Club, when they finally got to tour out of Cuba, I saw Buddy Guy recently
nice.
In Medford. And, you know, just these musicians who
mm-hmm.
are doing more than I can do.
Mm.
I mean, I host a radio show and go home and take a 3-hour nap. So so you
that's a fun thing to do.
It is.
I would love that.
I've got dogs that I have to think about. I have to set a good example for them. So traveling and performing with Bim Scala Bim, that was
scary.
A number of years.
Yeah. Seven guys and myself.
Uh-huh.
And when the van broke down and we got the Miller beer truck, it got really like dicey.
Uh-huh. So yeah. You traded the van in for a Miller beer truck.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that all happened because I didn't. They went into New York City to get it, you know.
Dan
and Mark and Vinny, I think. And yeah, and they came back with this Miller Bear truck that only went 100 miles before it ran out of gas. And we're going through the desert on tour, you know.
And
then
no GPS to tell you where the next gas
station
is. No,
of course not back then. And, you know, the gearbox breaks at one point, so we had to have that fixed. So, yeah, a lot of scary stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and they weren't big on getting hotel rooms. We were campers.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of camping. And Dan with his pancakes, you know, he'd have to have pancakes in the morning. We'd have these, like, mushy pancakes.
Uh-huh. Campfire cooking? Or
campfire cooking with pancakes.
What were some of your favorite areas to go to?
Ooh.
Like, would you like to go in the West Coast?
Oh,
or
my
did you like
God,
New York?
God, I loved it.
Uh-huh.
You go out west in, like, Arizona, New Mexico area, or, you know, even Texas, parts of Texas. You look up at the sky when there's no lights, and the stars are just, like, there's so many stars,
uh-huh.
like so many more than you see with lights, you know,
yes.
in a city or
yes.
even in the suburbs.
I remember when I moved to Boston, 1986, mm-hmm. and I moved into an illegal loft with some friends by Park Street Station, and I thought that the sky was purple just
nice.
Because of the light absorption.
Yes.
And, you know, going from California and the West Coast where we would go hiking the Sierras and see those stars. And
right.
then I just felt like it was this eerie glow.
Yeah. That happens when there's a volcano eruption, too.
Oh.
because when I lived out in San Diego, sometimes there'd be like a volcano eruption from Hawaii and we'd get like purple sky.
Yeah. Yeah. And how long were you in San Diego?
Oh my gosh. I moved out there. I moved originally to LA. Couldn't find a place to live. Mm-hmm. And the members of the Donkey Show were so sweet. And they said, come down, we'll put you up until you find a place and blah, 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 you know, and set you up. And I slept on couches and stuff mm-hmm. like that. They were so kind, you know. Yes.
They may have been couches, but they were more comfortable than the Miller beer van.
Yeah, there weren't any couches in the Miller beer van. Just the equipment. Mm-hmm. but yeah, I love those guys. Dave Hilliard put me up in his apartment. And I played, well, I didn't play. I sat in on a couple Donkey Show shows with them. And I lived there from, was it 1990 to 97.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that when you had your band?
Yeah, Contra Guerra was put together. I was at a Jawbox show. And I met up with Kevin Wells and Ara Dertradian. Kevin was the guitar player and Ara was the bass player. They walked up to me and they thought I was Gwen Stefani or something. I don't know. Because I had blonde hair back then. They were like, you're in that ska band. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in a ska band. And they're like, no doubt. And I'm like, no, I'm not Gwen Stefani.
But there were not a lot of women in ska bands then.
Right, right. So. But their friend Gustavo knew of Bim Skala Bim. Mm-hmm. And so they were kind of nervous to play with me because I had been in a band before and they hadn't. But I just encouraged them. I was like, you guys have talent. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's got to help to have somebody in the band who has some experience because...
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know.
Like, yeah.
People have ideas of how it all works, but they don't know some of the intricacies. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin was very smart about how things should sound, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me to, I have to mention John Petruzzelli.
Yes, please do.
John Petruzzelli is my engineer, producer, all instrumentalist, support system. He's a wonderful friend. And these last three EPs I did with him, recorded at his recording studio called The Sound Oven. And he's funny. He plays with, do you remember John Davidson from the 70s?
No.
He plays with him.
The talk show host?
Yes. Yes, John Davidson was on the Hollywood Squares, and he was a big 60s, 70s singer.
I can see his face in my mind
yeah.
from television.
Heather, you brought your brain cells. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
He has a club called Club Sandwich in Sandwich, New Hampshire. And John plays upright bass or electric bass with him and sings along with him. And...
That's hilarious.
It's just amazing. I've seen it twice. It's great. Yeah. It's a great show. You got to see it.
Okay. That's good to know. And so you did three EPs with him.
Yes.
And one of them we played off of, Wu Wei.
Wu Wei. And you played From the Derby. He was instrumental in that as well.
Yes.
Yeah. He plays everything. He plays drums, bass, guitar. He plays horns. I mean, he played cello on... Lunar Eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
I'm enamored with the cello.
I got Shayna Eisenberg, who is a well-known folk person in Wolfboro, to do fiddle for me on Ghost Town Train.
Oh, I was just going to suggest playing that.
Yeah, do. Yep.
That's, okay, that's let's play one. That next. So there's some fiddle on
There's
here.
Some fiddle on Ghost Town Train. And then I got this other folk guy, Peter, oh gosh, what is, Heimlich. Peter Heimlich plays banjo on the newest thing that I did with G. MacGuffin called No Sugar for the Bear. It's a huge, I mean, it's a huge difference from any of the other music I've done. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek,
yeah,
old-timey.
Okay, well, I'm going to start off with Ghost Town Train because I really wanted to. I can't believe you just segued into that. And then I'm also going to play a request that you made. So let me line things up here. And here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. to do the show. Between the trains and cars, broken glass and lost hubcaps, images of a gun. Row house, pass through. Let the city rise up to fill the screen. Clothes flung out of closets, doorknobs falling off. The guitar guy played real good, feedback and super sounding riffs. With his mild-mannered look on, yeah, he was truly hip. The girl started out in red patent leather.
Up to me.
caution. Heart function beats so slowly. Pain persists. How long can it go on like this? You fight it, comes back in spades and climbs the walls around you. When the
okay, well, that set ended with Jackie Star. Why don't I tell you what I played, and I will bring Jackie back on mic. Started with Ghost Town Train from Yadot Tan. Am I saying that correctly?
Here, let me put Yadot Tan.
Yadot Tan.
Yeah, it's not today backwards.
Oh, got it. Thank you for explaining that. Then Sonic Youth, Skip Tracer from Washing Machine, Bim Scala Bim, Pete Needs a Friend from Universal, and then ended with your song Juxtapose, which is also from the Darby Hotel.
It's from the Darby Hotel.
Yeah, for some reason my system did not include that. You're playing later on today. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this show? Shows, plural.
Yes, to the 2 o'clock one. Oh, crap. I can't remember who's opening the 2 o'clock. I think it's Ricky. The evening show is Duppy Conquerors and some ska band. Mm-hmm. But they're going to kill me because I can't remember who's opening for the afternoon show.
Well, you think that I would have looked that up, so my apologies.
No, my apologies too to those bands.
So the first show starts at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
And then the second show starts at 8 o'clock? Or earlier?
Oh, actually, I think they start earlier, and I think BIM starts at 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Oh, right. And you know what? I'm not... The amount of information I don't know is really impressive. We're supposed to have Art Beat this weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's scheduled for Saturday. They may have moved that to Sunday because of rain. So either way, it's a good day to go to Crystal Ballroom because you can take a break from the festival and go hear some music. Or instead of going to the festival, you'll go hear some music.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming to the station.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
This was really lovely. Thank you for your music suggestions, for your stories. Heather, thank you for joining me.
I know, right?
You are a great storyteller.
Oh, thank you. That was fun.
And Brian Young gave me a note to read to the listeners that A Crash Course for the Ravers, which is, of course, Brian Young's show after Something About the Women, and starting with Hard to Find LP, Rocket from the Tombs, and has guests Double Star and Simon Ritt, Johnny Thunders, performing his birthday. Oh, his birthday is Tuesday the 15th.
How
does
can
that
he
make
perform?
Sense?
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't think he can perform anymore.
Simon Ritt, who has performed the Johnny Thunders before, will be performing Johnny Thunders songs.
Okay.
And Johnny Thunders' birthday is Tuesday.
Okay.
Thank you
for clearing that.
Duly noted.
And I'm going to play a quick PSA before I play my last song.
I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
my friend, deal me on in and give me them dice to roll. You got the quick, but I got the slow gin and plenty of money to throw. Well, backtrack and strut about it. Long for the days belong, yeah. Ace, ace, king, 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 my God-given name. Hear the lucky lady sing, sing, sing. A little, little, little more. And back up, up on top. Won't quit till I drop. My time's like a clock. I can never stop. I can't miss a thing. I swear on my ring. Hear the lucky lady sing, sing, sing. And I don't mind so searching for a little more. And you said try a little harder, child, to get it. Try. Try a little, little. All of my love's for the game, and I'd be lying if I'd change. I'm on time. My friend, so hit me again and make them aces fly. 4 o'clock in the morning, my blood is all boiling, I feel it high. I like the strip, but I love the girls with their zebra stripe and baby doll curls. Yeah, ace, ace, king, 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 can't help but do my thing. Let the lucky lady sing, 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 and I.
Yeah.